With SRN News, I'm John Scott. New York police say the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson was a brazen, targeted attack. The shooter fled on foot and then a bicycle, according to the New York Police Department. Though officials say the attack appeared to be targeted, they do not have a motive for the shooting. New York City Police Chief of Detectives Joseph Kinney describes the suspected shooter.
The shooter appears to be a light-skinned male. He's wearing a light brown or cream-colored jacket, a black face mask, black and white sneakers, and a very distinctive gray backpack.
Thompson was struck at least once in the back and once in the calf. He was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Also at SRNNews.com, it's a triple threat of miserable weather making its way through much of the country. Rita Foley has the report.
Snow, rain, and cold. Millions of Americans are going to see some of that as Mother Nature keeps battering parts of the U.S. Forecasters blame a storm that's been traveling across Canada for snow they say is targeting areas from New York to Minnesota today. In parts of Texas and Louisiana, it's thunderstorms. And as for that cold, temperatures in areas of the Mid-Atlantic and Southeast will be 10 to 15 degrees below average, says the National Weather Service. In the West, dry and warm conditions, say forecasters. I'm Rita Foley.
Deliberations continue in New York City. Jurors have asked to review police and bystander video at the heart of the subway chokehold manslaughter case against Daniel Penny. The request came during a second day of deliberations. Penny's lawyers say his actions were justified. Justin Neely's agitated behavior and remarks were frightening passengers. The Dow up 269 points, the NASDAQ adding 224. This is SRN News. A Canadian business is letting the Salvation Army back in. Michael Harrington with that report.
Christmas bell ringers have been a fixture at Newfoundland's gigantic Avalon Mall for decades, but this year the management company said they would not be welcome because of their religious affiliation. Customers revolted, warning that if the Salvation Army couldn't come to the mall, neither would they. Crombie REIT has beat a hasty retreat, publishing a formal apology and welcoming the bell ringers back for the Christmas season. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For the first time in U.S. history, a transgender attorney is arguing before the Supreme Court. Chase Strangio, a woman who is living as a man, is representing families who are fighting a Tennessee law that bars doctors from giving children drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. The justices expected to reveal their decision next summer. Transgender issues have the full attention of a number of courts across the land. This is SRN News. The European Union has agreed to delay by a year the introduction of new rules to ban the sale of products that led to massive deforestation.
The EU agreed to demands from several producer nations from across the globe and domestic opposition within the 27-nation bloc. Officials say the EU member states, the EU Parliament, and the Executive Commission reached an agreement in principle following weeks of haggling over whether the initial rules would have to be watered down even further. The deforestation law is aimed at preserving forests on a global scale by only allowing forest-related products that are sustainable and do not involve the degradation of forests. Jeremy House reporting.
Oil delivery to the Czech Republic from Russia through the Drazba pipeline has been interrupted. Czech officials say it's not immediately clear just exactly what happened. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.